Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. Liverpool begin pre-season for the 2018-19 campaign. We can't speak with the table. Smooth.
That's what I do. That's what I'm here for, man.
Smooth as silk. Look, we're not going to do this as a standard build-up show because he was asked, really, but we will talk about it.
Chris Payne, genuinely am asked.
Yeah.
I want to do it.
Format! Let's stick
Come
to
on! Format.
Ross Chandler joins us as well. Let's just have a bit of a casual chat around it because, you know, we'll have a little go picking a team that should be fun. There's a lot of random players in the squad that we know that are currently training with Liverpool. I want to talk about the hot topic though. First and foremost, I put this tweet out after the England-Colombia game. 3 o'clock, Liverpool play Chester. England are in the biggest knockout game in pretty much our lifetimes.
Arsed.
It's weird though, isn't it? By all accounts, because Liverpool have tried, or maybe, I don't know whether it was Liverpool or Chester, have asked, they've tried to move the game, haven't they? It is a very weird situation. If anything was going to hammer home the whole Scouts Not English thing, it's the fact that there's a lot of people who are going to jettison watching England in a World Cup competitive game.
I've said this before. I don't know the last time England were at this stage in a competition, roughly speaking. 94, 90, something like
Definitely
that.
Definitely wasn't 94.
Yeah. Whatever. I've waited a year and a half to see Naby Keita in a Liverpool shirt, and I ain't missing that for nothing.
Yeah, it is true. As somebody says, it's an amazing opportunity that you can't afford to miss, to watching Naby Keita pull on a Liverpool shirt for the first time. I'll be honest, Ross, I still would be going, to be fair, either way, regardless. But I think if this was like the second friendly, or what, and you can see because Liverpool and Tranmere have moved the game, haven't they, in case England get through, which has jinxed it, by the way.
Completely. Waste of time.
Completely jinxed it. England fans, if you want to know why England are not going to be playing in the semis of the World Cup, because Liverpool have moved a friendly so that people can watch that game.
I'm waiting for them to get knocked out just so I can tweet, can we move it back to the Wednesday?
Yeah.
We all have plans.
I've done the maths anyway. You can get from Chester back to Liverpool in time for the penalty shootout to see England get knocked out. It's fine.
Wow.
Don't worry about it, lads.
You can watch it on your phone at full time.
There you go.
Be, like, you
it's fine.
Mean? It's not like it's a 50,000 capacity stadium. We're going to struggle for signal, to be honest.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Chester's are quite upmarket. They've probably got like 5G or something, haven't they, to be fair?
Probably, yeah.
within the city walls. Yeah, if it was the second fixture, then you can see why they've moved the Tranmere game, and obviously we'll come on to that in due course when we get there. But I would be more there would be a more of a thought process, I think, that'd be like, who's asked? But this is the first game back. I want to see Fabinho. I want to see Keita. I want to see Harry Wilson. I want to see if he's actually, you know, if he's going to be the player that we all think is amazing that doesn't get a kick for us next season, etc., etc. It would be it's weirdly. It's just a no-brainer, isn't it?
No, I got excited on the way to work this morning thinking about doing this before the friendly. It's like, that's how excited you are. Like, yeah. You're talking about Liverpool again. You're not talking about transfers, which we're all sick of, or yeah. Talking about the Champions League, we're all sick of talking about Carrick.
Nabil Fekir can get in the fucking bin. Yeah. Either sign Nabil Fekir or come out and say that we're not going to sign him. Please.
I can't.
Always has to be one every summer.
Oh my God, I can't, Chris.
To the point
I can't.
Where you almost don't like the guy, even if he does sign.
I just fucking hate him. I hate him. I hate Leon. I hate your face. Summer. I hate transfers. I hate every. No, I don't.
Do you think it's officially summer now? I mean, it hasn't rained in about a month and it's been 32 degrees. Are we saying it's more than a heat wave?
I'm starting to be concerned that we're officially. Someone's moved the country to Africa. Yeah. If I'm perfectly honest.
Just floated away.
Literally, you know. Someone's forgotten to anchor the country and we've just managed to join on to
North
Africa.
I put a pair of trousers on Sunday for the first time in about 3 months. It was like summer had ended.
It was great.
Do you know what I mean? It was ridiculous.
It was great that we were at the Christen and you turned up.
Trousers, shirt.
Short for playtime in the booth
after. I got changed in the car park, mate. Yeah.
Outside, he did. I caught him.
Car. He beat me.
Sore or not. Yeah, I mean, I didn't put Ross, yeah. Clearly. The fact that he just looked off into the middle distance for a moment there. It's not something he's ever going to be able to.
Hello.
Here we go. I, look. Fucking hell. Yeah, no, I'm excited for this. I genuinely am. And I just want to see.
I want to see other people run round in 32 degree heat and sweat, because that's what happened to me last night and that's what happened to me the Wednesday before.
Yeah.
It was 11:45 when I stopped sweating a week ago.
Wow.
We finished football at 8:00.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see the Liverpool players go through that. Obviously, Milner won't break sweat.
James Milner just will be.
He'll
an
be fine. Adam Lallana will be fine.
Absolutely.
Danny
fine.
Ings fine. Probably. Judging from the first pre-season video,
probably fine. It's one of those games, isn't it? Where look, we'll do this. We do this every single year. This is the one that's most. This is the exciting one. All the other ones will be crap. Largely because
this will be crap.
Well, no, but what I mean is this will be crap. You're right. This will be as crap as all the other ones, but this is the one that comes with all the false hope and expectation where you go into it and we'll have 20 minutes, half an hour maybe, if they put a quite strong opening team out, where you get to see some real glimpses, you get some real excitement and everyone's legs fall off and then they make mad changes for the second half and then one or two players maybe do a bit and you go, ooh, it's normally Ryan Kent. Or Danny Pacheco, if you want to wind the clock back a little bit further. But this is the point where I'm so... People are getting wound up again online. And it's very hard for these certain people to stay off this kind of misery, because I think it follows them around, or certain people. But there's certain people, and we all know them, and we won't talk about them because they don't deserve it in some instances. But you see them on Twitter, and they all come out the woodwork when things are not 100% perfect. Liverpool needs to get back to playing footy so we can just see what we've bought. And people need to remember that we've bought Naby Keita and we've bought Fabinho. And they're boss signings.
I think everybody remembers. The Fabinho one, I'm not 100% sure.
Everyone's forgot it happened. Like, yeah, it's mad.
It's mad. It's crazy.
Because it went the other way. Because we signed him, but everyone went, like, what a club, what a transfer committee, Michael Edwards, get him a statue, etc, etc. And everyone forgot about Keita. And now, I think you're right, I think it's flipped the other way. Now we've seen Keita, and everyone's gone back to number 8.
Fabinho's the player who changes this Liverpool side more than any other as well. I think that's fair to say, because we haven't had a player with his skill set in the football club since Mascherano, maybe. Something like that. A guy who can tackle as well as he can. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Jordan Henderson's great at that number 6 role, but he plays it in a completely different way to how I imagine if Fabinho plays the 6, which I guess he will do, how he'll play it. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? I think Jordan Henderson, he doesn't like to tackle. I don't think it's because he can't tackle.
He's not meant to.
He's not meant to, whereas I think Fabinho is a tackler and will be aggressive. I think... fundamentally, we're going to see a very different Liverpool side this season, and that's why I'm excited, because there are going to be moments and short periods during the game where we'll get to glimpse what that Liverpool side's going to be for the first time, and that's why this is the best pre-season game.
That's what this is, and this is why I'm excited for this, because it sets you up for what summer's meant to be. You're meant to go into these games and you're not meant to judge them like proper games of football. What you're meant to do them is exercises in finding boss things that you're hoping will be replicated when the proper football starts. And that's what's good about them, before you lose your head and you get bored and you start having random conversations about presumably Love Island or whatever, like, or the World Cup. And this is what summer's meant to be like. We're supposed to be looking at the good stuff and remembering how good it was. I think some people need that little G up, and seeing the lads on the pitch will help in a big way. And I think you're right. What I'm looking forward to seeing from Fabinho and Keita, because I think what Fabinho's going to... It's not even the tackling stuff that excites me, and I don't think we're likely to see that in a game when we're playing against a bunch of part-timers. It's the fact that he loves driving forward with the ball, and there's two moments, and it's going to come from Fabinho and it's going to come from Naby Keita, when one of them goes on a slaloming run through the middle of the pitch and we go, ooh, fucking hell, that's exciting. And, you know, we've had those similar moments from different players in the past. So last year it was Dom Solanke getting up and nodding a little ball down to someone running in a channel alongside
him. It was Salah being on the line, pointing where he wants the ball every pre-season game, and Liverpool players not onto it.
Yeah.
And then as the season went on, my word, we got onto it and Salah just grew into it.
Exactly that. So they're the ones. And again, in fact, I want to ask you this because I touched upon it earlier. Who do we think is going to be the player? The player which we come out of this spell of domestic free-season friendly games thinking, him. He's the next great talent and ends up on loan in the Championship or League One.
Ryan Kent again.
It's Ryan Kent again, correct. Absolutely. You can take your pick because there's not...
It was Solanke last year as well, though, to be fair.
Yeah. I'm short on these games.
I think it might be Woodburn.
Look, here's the list... is literally, and we've already got without like Harry Wilson's mind, by the way, but Wilson, Kent, Woodburn, it could be Solanke, it could even be frigging Divock Origi, even though he's past proving himself. There's Shea Ojo, no one's even remembered he plays for Liverpool.
The reason that I'm going for Woodburn is I think that he's of an age where he can still go out on loan. Whereas I'm not sure Kent and Wilson have got another loan in them to make it as a Liverpool player. I think the only reason they'd go out on loan after this pre-season is because no one wants to buy them.
Yeah.
Whereas I think Woodburn, you know, so young, now's the time for him to go on and actually develop, whereas I don't think he'll get that at Liverpool this season.
I think it'll be interesting where we play him in this game. We were going through and you were doing your preferred 11, as it were, and you immediately went, Woodburn, not a winger anymore. I think if we see him line up on the left-hand side, I think it's almost guaranteed that we probably will see him loaned. It's weird, which is weird because where he's got his most game time for Liverpool is playing in the front three. And yet, you say the only issue Ben Woodburn's got is I just don't think he's fast enough to play that. Whereas if we see him utilised in midfield, even though you might think given how much we've bolstered that position in the summer, how much we're still looking to bolster it, his opportunities are should be thinner on the ground. It says that there's a clear plan, I think, for him. I think use him there just says, it's like this, it'd be the same as using Danny Ings there for me. It's like, there's a lad who clearly isn't right for that position. We're just chucking a body in there to kind of do it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ojo, I've got. Let's tell you what. Let's get your preferred 11s out. Let's have a look what we've got. I expect this to be a. I mean, the defence and the back should largely pick itself. Here's what I want to see. By the way, a moment. We've all got a lot of Karius in there, and I've seen people losing the shit left, right, and centre over this because it was reported that things about goalkeeper. You know, the goalkeeper options are not right, etc., etc., etc. It looks set that he's going to be Liverpool's number one option this summer. Can I just say, whatever, man. Liverpool can quite clearly go out and get a better goalkeeper, I think, because there are better goalkeepers. But if they choose not to, that's another conversation for another day. If he's going to stay, I'm looking forward to the moment where he comes out to the travelling fans and basically just go, it wouldn't shock me if he just went. And the reaction I think that he gets off the travelling fans for this, I think will give the manager a clear indication. I think he'll give him a clear indication. What we are is we are an amazing fan base. I don't think he'll get the crucifixion that people think, that some people seem to think he's going to get.
I was talking to Ian Doyle this morning. It's a podcast that we're doing on redmentv.com, £5 a month. You know this. It's absolutely brilliant. He's worked at the Echo for nearly 21 years, so he knows everything about Liverpool. And I was talking to him about Karius, and I phrased the question, what do you think the fallout will be if Karius starts? And I phrased it in two parts. One, in the ground. Two, online. And the answers are completely different. Yeah. Because in the ground, he said there's not going to be a reaction. People are going to support him. You groan if a player makes a mistake, just like you groan if Mo Salah misses an open goal, because that's what you do. But you do not groan when players walk out in the red shirt or the green shirt or whatever they're playing in goal nowadays, yellow, who cares? So that's ultimately the difference. Yeah. And I know that I'll be there supporting him when I'm inside the ground.
He's going to come
everybody
out.
Else will as well.
He's going to come out the same as every Liverpool goalkeeper's done forever, putting his gloves on, he'll run towards the fans and he'll clap the cop, as it were, and he'll get a cheer in return, and that'll probably be it, to be perfectly honest. There might be some people who choose to abstain, which is fine, because we've seen that happen with Phil Coutinho.
And then it's a 35-yarder from Chester, and he proves all the England fans wrong and catches the ball that Pickford should have.
Yeah, but it's an interesting one, and this is, you know, if Liverpool are choosing to stick with Karius, and I keep going back to this, it's the summer. Let's try and be happy as much as we possibly can, and let's not try to read too much into the stuff around it and the phrasings of things in newspapers and what have you. At the minute, you know, if Klopp's desperately unhappy with him, he'll start Danny Ward. And he'll be having a look at him. To be perfectly honest, we might yet see him in the second half. He might, you know, go with something else. There's a perfect excuse to not. They could still be going, well, he's had a concussion. He's still not quite right. You know what I mean? They could find ways to play around with it. Jürgen Klopp loves the rehabilitation of the villain, doesn't he? I reckon he'll throw him in at deep end and sink or swim. And the good thing about this is we probably won't know by the end of Chester. But let's be honest on this. If Karius has an absolute stinker against Chester in a pre-season game, then Jürgen Klopp will know a damn sight more about his goalkeeper than he will have learned from him making the mistakes in the Champions League final. He needs to learn how he's going to respond to the mistakes, and I think that will determine whether he makes him his number one for the season moving forward.
I think this whole pre-season is massive for him, just for all the things that you said. I think I've put him in there because I think the sooner he starts, the sooner he can put the mistakes behind him, and we can all get behind him. He gets into the routine of being in goal again for Liverpool Football Club, and like you said, the fans supporting him when it comes to starting the Premier League, if that is the case, then it'll just be a distant memory, I think, by the time it comes to that.
That's it. And again, there's going to be he's in danger of becoming a meme, isn't he? He's the current player, and we've got one, and we always talk about this, Chris. All you've got to do is say their name and people know what you mean. Karius, you know, it prompts that noise. That's what he is at the moment. Unfortunately, we need to have one at all times at Liverpool. Sometimes two or three. But this is the point, isn't it? You know, we said this straight after the Champions League, more or less. He's there. If he's going to continue to be there, it's kind of a waste of energy to get to go at him. You know, if that makes sense.
I mean, look, I'm in the same boat as you. I think you said before you wanted Liverpool to go and sign a better goalkeeper. I do as well. You know what I mean? But I've also sat here for the last 3, 4, 5, 6 months and said trust in Klopp. At some point, my opinion and two opinions oppose each other, and I'm going with the trust in Klopp one.
Yeah.
Because I think he knows more about football than me.
Yeah.
And so when you've got two opinions, one's trusting a guy who knows a lot about football and one's just me spouting shit.
Yeah.
Trust Klopp.
Exactly. And that's the thing. It just feels like a bit of, and I've had a conversation, some people will be watching, they'll probably know that I've been in a conversation with them about it, but it feels like a bit of a waste of energy, if I'm perfectly honest, you know, because ultimately it's not our job to dictate who Liverpool do and don't sign. That's up to Klopp and the management team and whatever. If they decide to move on from him, they'll move on from him. If they think they can rehabilitate him, we should all be behind that, because as much as it's great, this notion that you can go and fix all your problems by spending loads and loads of money on it, isn't it preferable to not have to do that? Now, there's some people who are just dead set that he's shit, and they're not going to be, they're not likely to be won over and blah, blah, blah. And unfortunately, there's no dealing with that. I'm not of that mentality. I live to be won over. I live to be proven wrong. I do think he's on a hiding to nothing. I don't see how he can win himself over. I don't see how he can not just resurrect his Liverpool career, but I don't see how he goes on now to be Liverpool's goalkeeper for 5 years in a team that dominates the league, dominates Europe, and we need to be that team. But I can't sit here and say unequivocally that he will be the cause one way or the other. It's not possible to say that. All we know is exactly what you're saying there, is if the manager chooses to put faith in him, we all kind of have to make our peace with it to some extent, because all we're doing is being pricks.
I love the bit in that Dave Maddock article on the Mirror where he basically says, and Klopp's willing to argue the point with fans about it. I'd absolutely love it, because it would stop me having to do it. Yeah. So if you wouldn't mind just stepping in, Jürgen, and taking our role here a little bit.
Please, there's a spare sheet.
Shield us.
Please come in and sit down. Like,
I think the only concern is, and we've said this the past couple of weeks, is if he makes a mistake, and we've left it, and we don't get a goalkeeper. That's the gripe with everyone, I think. I'm probably in that boat as well.
I think that as well. Yeah. If he can't come back from the Champions League final and he makes a mistake, then I think you're risking Liverpool's season. I thought he was risking Liverpool's season last year with Coutinho and not signing a replacement.
Yeah. So, and the season before, when we all thought James Milner can't play left back, exactly. Why are we not going and buying this? This is the thing. It is what it is. We can argue this, and we can argue semantics, and we can... none of us know the answer, unfortunately. You know,
you've got to watch the footy,
and I get far more enjoyment from watching the football and making my own mind up from having seen it and seeing the reaction and being part of the reaction than sitting back and presuming that everything's going to fucking fall apart and think the worst is going to happen. Because look, if people want to be miserable, they can be just that. But yeah, let us know in the comments below thoughts on the Carrier stuff, and let us know which players you're most excited to see. If the fringe players, who's going to be the player, who's going to be, as we've discussed, absolute worldie, and is probably going to end up at loan at either Rangers, Celtic, or someone in the Championship. In the comments below, let's not bother our ass with score predictions. It doesn't matter in the slightest.
7-0
Liverpool. 70-0.
Who's picking your team?
He's asked, mate. Fucking hell. Divock Origi. Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing Divock. I mean, what's telling is that it goes back to what we talked about. Me and Ross did a squad depth analyzer show. There's a clip on the YouTube channel now. We can see we've got a ton of players who can play in the forward positions, but we've not got a ton of top quality specialists. All of our best front three are currently either at or recuperating from the World Cup, but that means there's a big opportunity for, I reckon, one, maybe add a push, two lads to play themselves into contention.
Have we just got two lads at the World Cup at the moment? Is it just Hendo and Lovren?
Bobby.
Trent.
Our Mignolet's there as well, isn't he? Yeah.
Is he?
He must be back up to Courtois, surely.
Well, they've just let it.
Yeah. Of course he is, yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. So an answer to your question?
No.
No. Fantastic. Bonza. Anyway, yes, listen, if you're coming to Chester, come and say hello. It's always a good laugh. Other than that, hope you've enjoyed the video. Drop a like, subscribe if you want more content. If you need the transfer stuff in your life, we've got you covered on the redmentv.com. Reds Transfer Roundup, the aforementioned podcast that Chris has gone on about there. Loads of that stuff. I can't recommend it enough. Get involved, support the show, support yourselves, and we'll see you there.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.